Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. And it is Friday, December 10th, 2010 here. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And thank goodness it's Friday. And I'm sorry the feed coming from RBN is very low. We're having some issues with levels. But hopefully we'll get it all normalized out here in the very, very near future. All right, we got a really hot show for you today. During the bottom half of this hour, my lovely wife and What Really Happened partner, Claire, who's also the composer for the Christmas bump music that you're going to be hearing during the show, will be joining us to talk about Korea. She does step into the show from time to time. Our RBN audience is already aware of this. This is going to be the first time for our shortwave listeners on WWCR to be introduced to Claire, who's the other part of the show here. But I want to start off right now. We had the most amazing storm here in Hawaii overnight. I love a good thunderstorm. You know, you know, lightning and thunder and a glass of scotch, and that's quality entertainment. And last night we had the most intense thunderstorm since we moved here about 11 years ago. In fact, we were awakened in the middle of the night with a thunderclap so loud it literally set off all the car alarms in our parking lot, and they were yelling and screaming and everything. And it's very amazing. We're still under a lot of rain here, flash flood watch. And you need to remember, this is very significant. One of the reasons we don't get a lot of lightning here in Hawaii is lightning is formed when you have ice crystals in the air overhead. And the ice crystals are going up or coming down, and the rain is going down or coming up, and they collide with each other, and it's the friction between water and ice that creates the massive static electricity buildup that leads to lightning. So the fact that we had this record-setting lightning storm overhead last night is just another indication that we're getting into this really big chill. And yes, it is snowing down on the Big Island up on Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. So it is. It's another harsh winter. Now, it's rather interesting. Our local media, our local government authorities and the media issued a brown water advisory for Oahu and Kauai, which basically means stay away from rushing brown water, which we kind of already knew that. But apparently somebody at the government and somebody at the media needs to justify their paycheck by saying, you know, if there's a flash flood in front of you, stay out of it. And I'm a little insulted that they thought we needed to be told this, but I digress here. Now, ringing the irony alert, and speaking of cold weather, down in Cancun, where they're having the global warming conference, we have this situation where they're being hit with record-setting cold. And I realize in Cancun, record-setting cold doesn't feel all that cold. But this is like the second year in a row that this happened, because last year in Copenhagen, they had to shut the whole conference down early to get away from that record-setting blizzard. And the planners figure, well, we'll go down to Cancun with all the string bikinis and the hot weather, and they'll say, wow, it's hot, and we've got to, you know, this must be global warming. And now they go down to Cancun, and it's the coolest December in, like, you know, record-setting cold in Cancun. So there's your irony alert there. And basically what's going on, this is twice in a row. Planet Earth is trying to tell the warmistas something. They're not listening. All righty, let's see. Now, apparently the agenda of the global warming cult, the carbon Nazis, is to tax you into poverty and convince you you need to lead a more austere poverty type existence, bare subsistence, minimal, because that's carbon neutral and green. You know, cook your food over a cow patty or something like that. You know, and don't impact the planet. On the other hand, that's just for you, because they're living it up. They're in a world record resort, and apparently they have been partying like crazy, and just, it doesn't look very good. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Heart heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the climate summit down in Cancun, Mexico. Little irony, Cancun, like much of the rest of the world, is being hit with record cold temperatures. And it doesn't feel that cold in Cancun. But the irony, hopefully, will not escape the partygoers there who've been, they're whooping it up. They're having the time of their life there. They're having a really good situation, down in Cancun. They're in a resort. They've got all the food and drink and hot and cold running Cancunians that they could ever possibly want to, deal with, all paid for by whatever charitable organizations or funding groups, sent them down there, to save planet Earth. And what's going on is, they're putting out this message. You've got to live simply and poorly and low impact, and yet they're having a wild party. Wild party. Now, maybe because they were hungover, this might be the excuse for it. Apparently, a whole bunch of these COP16 attendees, these delegates that are out there to save the world, signed a petition to ban water. Now, maybe they were still drunk from the parties, maybe they were hungover, but a group of students got into the conference, and they decided, they started handing around this petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide, which is another name for water. And they listed on the petition the fact that it is a more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, which is absolutely true. and that if you overdose on dihydrogen monoxide, you will die, which is called drowning. And these conference attendees, who we are being told represent the best and the brightest of the climate scientists, signed this thing. And these bozos think that they can run a planet here. Now, I want to talk a little bit here, and before I mention that, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble here. And before I get I want to talk a little bit about this attack on Prince Charles and Princess Camilla over in London. The students are upset. They and their parents are being taxed into poverty for wars and who knows, but basically to make the bankers happy. Starving the people to fatten up the Bank of England. And so the government, which had been justifying the taxation because of the support of education, raised taxes, and in the name of austerity is increasing the fees for college. For many students who are partway through their college education and who've gone into debt to do it, now they're not going to be able to finish their education. And they're still going to have all those college loans from their first 1, 2, maybe even 3 years of school. This is a horrible slap in the face of the British people. And the British people understand a truth. You shouldn't starve the people to reward the bankers when the bankers crash the economy all across the world. And yet the royals, who I guess, I presume, are heavily invested in the banks and the Bank of England, and Parliament, who are, at least in the House of Lords, extraordinarily rich individuals, and probably the House of Commons as well. I mean, our House of Representatives is supposed to be the equivalent of the House of Commons, and Nancy Pelosi's worth $500 million. So they're not really common people, and they're not really representative. But England, the students are upset, and good for them. They're protesting and saying, look, you cannot go on taxing the society into poverty with the pretense that you're taking care of the society, and then say, we're sorry, we got to give the money to the bankers, and you're just kind of out on your own. That's not a model that goes very well. So anyway, apparently Prince Charles and Princess Camille were on their way to some soiree in their royal Rolls Royce, and they drove into a crowd of the protesters, and the protesters cracked the windows on their Rolls Royce. Their car, like the presidential limousines, is armored, and the prince and princess were not harmed. But they were surprised. And if you look at their face, it looks to me not that they're afraid, but that they're astonished. How dare they? They're peasants. They're not supposed to rise up. We're the royals. We're above all that. They're not supposed to do that. It's against the rules. And it really is. It's not fear that's on their face. It's shock. How dare they? And, you know, and I know nothing about Camille. I actually did meet the prince many, many, many years ago. I wasn't impressed, and I'm less impressed now. But anyway, they went out of their soiree, and I'm sure they're talking about, oh, the peasants are revolting. And the others are saying, didn't you already know that? Meanwhile, the police are saying those protesters are lucky they weren't shot. We showed tremendous restraint here. Well, I have a message to the British police. It's called Kent State. Had the police pulled the trigger on those students, the entire nation of Great Britain would probably be up in arms at this point. Because whether you like it or not, all that black nomex is not going to hide the fact that the police are on the wrong side of this particular debate. The people are the law of the land. You cannot go on cheating them. You cannot go on taxing them into poverty on the pretense that you're going to use that money to better their lives, then renege on the deal and say, we're sorry, you know, we can't give you the money back to make your lives better. We have to give it to our buddies, the bankers. Because they bought those gosh darn fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, and yes, they were stupid, and they didn't do their due diligence. And in the real world, they would be allowed to crash and burn and fail, which is the lesson of making bad and stupid business decisions. But these are bankers. They're above the laws of mere mortals. We must protect them, even at the expense of the rest of our population and our students. And the students are the future of Britain's technocracy. If you start cutting the throats, figuratively speaking, of your own students, you're going to lose whatever leadership you still have in the world of business, science, and technology. We made that mistake in this country. And look what has happened. We've lost our lead in space, in aviation, computers. About the only thing we still lead the world in is the production of lawyers. And that's kind of a dubious honor here. So, now, I want to spend a little time... Okay, somebody called into the show and said where to find the info on the students who got others to ban water. The article is linked to the front of whatreallyhappened.com. Just look for the words ban water and you will find it, whatreallyhappened.com. And my apologies to the people watching on Justin TV. I don't know why they're so messed up today. Some days they're really good, some days they're really bad, but it's really messed up and it's locking up and it's freezing, and I apologize, and I'm going to find another provider very, very soon to go with our brand new server, because I don't know. They can't seem to get their act together anymore. All right, moving right along, I want to talk about WikiLeaks a little bit. I had sort of said I don't want to pay any more attention to this guy because he's a fake and a fraud and a goofball, but so many people are being sucked in and fooled by him, including Ron Paul and Alex Jones. They're buying it. They're drinking the Kool-Aid. They're not seeing the obvious signs of a propaganda operation. I want to talk real briefly about one of the two women who charged him with rape, this Anna Arden, who made her reputation by being a militant feminist, saying that you should always take revenge on men and make them suffer because that's what empowers feminism. She had a blog that basically this stuff. And the whole idea of the rape charge is, well, oh my goodness, he said he was going to wear a condom, and when we were done and found out he hadn't worn a condom, therefore it was rape. The original prosecutor said it was a nonsense charge. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. This lady has now left Sweden. She's gone to the Palestinian territories as a volunteer with a Christian group working to reconcile Arabs and Israelis. Little bit of a paradigm shift there. Now, when I was in college, I knew a guy who always seemed to be jumping around various groups. Christian Students Union. Then a month later, he was over hanging out with the gay students. Then a month after that, he was with this other anti-war group. And a month after that, he was whatever. And it just seemed like, can't you find out, you know, who you are and what it is you believe in? Ultimately, it turned out this kid was an FBI informant. He was the one who got me invited down to this big thing at Disneyland where they faked an anti-war riot to discredit the peace movement. And after it was all over, he told me all about it, showed me all the papers and photographs and documents, and tried to recruit me into the FBI, which was the last day I ever talked to that son of a bitch. So this lady, going through these paradigm shift of, you know, militant feminist, Assange groupie, and now she's down with this Christian group working in Palestine to reconcile Arabs and Israeli. This is an intelligence asset. A lot of people are saying she might be CIA. She could even be Mossad. But obviously, her last assignment before going down to Palestine to sabotage relations between Arabs and Israelis is she was there to help make Assange a household name in the media by hitting him with this rape charge. Remember, sex is the lure. Sex is what they use to lure your attention. It is tacky public relations, and it works every time. Stained blue dress. Pay no attention to government-sanctioned drug running over at Morgan Guarantee and Whitewater and Flowerwood and Castle Grand. We've got a blue dress with a stain on it. Lure you with the sex. Pay no attention to Manuel Noriega testifying in open court about how the Bush family was involved in the cocaine smuggling through Panama. We've got Lacey Brazier's across the hall at the William Kennedy Smith rape trial. It's obvious what's going on. So anyway, she's left. The case against Assange is about to fall apart. He'll be let out of jail to the thunderous cheering of his devoted worshipers. And it's all a fraud, and it's a hoax. Now, interestingly enough, over in Pakistan, the media there has come out with a new revelation. Apparently, WikiLeaks, all these State Department documents that WikiLeaks has been putting out through the newspapers, hasn't released them publicly, hasn't given them to ordinary citizens. They're going out through the newspapers, to the British papers gave them to the New York Times. Apparently, all of these newspapers are clearing the publication of these documents with the U.S. State Department. WikiLeaks is not, in fact, releasing anything the State Department does not want released. Think about that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five drowning polar bears. Four dollar guests, three failed automakers, two melting ice caps, and the Fear Mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting a lot of email from people saying, oh, you're just jealous of WikiLeaks and they're out there and they're the first and they're the best and blah, 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 blah. No, it's not jealousy. I smell an absolute deception here. And by the way, they're not the first. I know a lot of the media are out there saying, well, this is the start of the war between the internet and the government. No, it isn't. The war's been going on for a long, long time. There are hundreds of blogs, whistleblowing blogs. Blogs with leaked documents that have been doing this for a decade longer than WikiLeaks. Now, there's an article linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It's called, If We Lose Our Internet Freedoms Because of WikiLeaks, You Should At Least Know Why. And in that is a very interesting observation. WikiLeaks was created December of 2006. 1 month later, Time Magazine and Washington Post were headlining. This was the place that was going to leak all the secrets and all the damaging, you know, this is where you'd go to find all the stories about government cover-ups. Except that at the time that Washington Post and Time were doing this, WikiLeaks hadn't released anything yet. They hadn't done anything to warrant this kind of news coverage. And it's very reminiscent of the months leading up to 9/11, when the corporate-controlled media was doing nonstop stories about Osama bin Laden and what a bad guy he was. And I remember at the time I was still doing a lot of writing over at Free Republic, and I posted a couple of articles, which promptly got deleted, in which I said, this Bin Laden guy hasn't done anything that justifies this kind of media saturation reportage. It's a sales job. We're being sold this guy as a supervillain, and he hasn't done anything. And I actually said in August of 2001, I said, something's going to happen, and this guy's going to get the blame for it. And then, of course, 9/11 happened. So this is the same thing. We've got, you know, WikiLeaks is created in December of 2006, January 2007. The media starts proclaiming him as the go-to guy for cover-ups and leaks. They're trying to basically wedge him in at the head of the line of all the blogs that have been doing this work for real for 10 years. They're trying to make him the gatekeeper, at the very least. At the very worst, we're already hearing from within the U.S. government calls that WikiLeaks and the follow-up hacktivism attacks on the websites of credit card companies that refuse to process donations to him, that all of this together is going to be used to justify government control over the Internet. That may be the real agenda. And that is the reason I keep pounding on Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. It's not a real whistleblowing leak site. He is openly dismissive of anybody who says that the official story of 9/11 might not be accurate. WikiLeaks' so-called leaked documents insist that Osama bin Laden is still alive and in charge of Al-Qaeda. When it was reported in all the foreign press, and even Fox News and CNN briefly, before they were told to shut up, reported that he died at the end of 2001 of natural causes. According to WikiLeaks documents, they actually did find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. It's an attempt to rewrite history here on the Internet, to take control of the writing of history here on the Internet and on the blogs. We've got Julian Assange's own volunteers, disillusioned with his autocratic rule, have gone public saying that he made a deal with Israel. He got money from Israel, which is why we don't see criticism of Israel in any of these so-called leaked documents. And now we have this story coming out of Pakistan that everything that is being published as coming from WikiLeaks is done so with U.S. State Department approval. It's a fraud. It's a hoax. They're using some real State Department documents as bait to get you to come in and trust this guy. It's like rat poison. 95% tasty food and 5% poison. And that 5% poison is the part that says Israel is really good, the Palestinians are bad, and we got to go kill Iran. Because when you look at all of these documents that have been released so far, they support the pro-war agenda. They're taking the same lies that you would reject from the TV networks. They're putting a new sugar coating on it called WikiLeaks in the hopes that this time they can get you to swallow the poison. There are so many reasons to be wary of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, not the least of which is it's another path to war, war that ultimately we cannot win. This is a, you know, it's a hoax. It's a fraud. It's a very expensive. And again, look at the saturation coverage that one website has gotten when there are hundreds others doing exactly the same work that have exposed far more serious crimes against the people. I mean, look at the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities scandal. That one affects all of your lives directly. WikiLeaks has not covered it. WikiLeaks tried to claim they broke the ClimateGate scandal. They didn't. They got there 3 days after everybody else had it. Assange is an opportunist. He's a self-promoter. He's a front. And it's not jealousy. WikiLeaks is dangerous. It's an attempt to build a new wall between the real blogs and the public. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Claire will be joining us talking about Korea.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, of course, that lovely music you are listening to is created by my wife, Claire, who happens to be sitting right behind me right now, if you're watching on Justin TV, despite all the pauses and everything there. And Claire is already known to our audience here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, but this is the first time she sat in during the portion of our show that goes out over WWC, our shortwave radio, Nashville, Tennessee. So, Claire, thank you for joining us today, and I understand that you want to bring us back on topic to the obvious push for war with North Korea.
Yes, this is a very deep concern. And I remember, and you were with me when we were watching just a snippet of BBC America yesterday, and the newsreader was talking about North Korean aggression. I wanted to scream at the television. She knows better. And I think it's very important for all of our viewers and our listeners to understand exactly what prompted the North Korean response on the 23rd of November. So here's the deal. It had been announced long before these live fire exercises by South Korea that it was going to happen. The North Koreans did not have to use the Vulcan mind meld to figure this out. And so on the morning of the 23rd, the North Korean military telephoned the South Korean military and said, you know, you're talking about doing this in disputed waters, and we would deeply appreciate your not doing this. Thank you very much. And the North Korean military warned that if this happened, they would respond with a resolute physical counterstrike. So it's not like the South Koreans weren't aware of what the possibilities were. And by the way, it's very important, I think, for our listenership and our readership to understand that there were American advisors with the South Korean troops. And I cannot think of that term without going back to the days of Vietnam. I just absolutely can't. So 4 hours into the South Korean exercise, the North Korean military fired a bunch of shells and then another 20 more shells, and people got killed and they were wounded. But again, it's not as though South Korea was not warned of what the possibility was.
And it was a clear provocation. Yeah. I mean, the analogy I like to use is there's a significant portion of the country of Mexico that thinks California should still be part of Mexico because it used to be. So if you imagine Mexico's army massing on the border by Tijuana, gazing avariciously over the border into California, and then all of a sudden they start shelling the waters off of San Diego. That's basically what South Korea did to North Korea. And obviously, our military would respond to such a clear provocation, just as North Korea did. The U.S. and South Korea have tried to explain this away, saying it's a training exercise. We just shot up some jellyfish. But if it's training exercise, you don't need to fire into the other country's territorial waters.
Not at all. You can
turn the guns around and say, okay, we're going to pretend the target we're shooting is over that way, where nobody's going to get upset. This was an intentional provocation. They wanted a response in order to start this cascade of propaganda that we've got to restart the war with North Korea. Now, where this is getting very dangerous is apparently North Korea and China have reached some kind of an accord for mutual support, where North Korea has agreed to not do anything provocative at all. They're not going to respond to any more prods and pokes. And in exchange, if the South does attack North Korea with U.S. assistance, China has pledged support for North Korea. So what we're playing with here right now is war with China. It's no longer just North Korea. It's no longer just, you know, canceling the ceasefire that's been in place on the Korean Peninsula for all these decades. We're talking potential war with China. And from our government's point of view, they're desperate for a war. They need a war. The whole facade of 9/11 is coming down. This Hail Mary pass at WikiLeaks is starting to crumble. The real core of the financial scandal, more and more reporters are beginning to actually talk about the real issue, that all of those mortgage-backed securities and the credit default swaps were fraudulent. And now the rest of the world's banks are saying, you're the reason our economies are hurting. You must make good on all of it. And the government and banks turned around. Sorry, I'll let you get back here. Turned around, and they're taking your homes to cover the losses from this failed, blown financial scam. And so our government needs a war as a distraction. They're trying as hard as they can. Anybody. It's almost like Canadian bacon. Who can we have a war with? Canada, Mexico, the Balkan, you know, Prince William Sound, whatever. We declare war on somebody.
And in looking at the current situation in China, China does not want a military confrontation right now for a lot of reasons. Number one, they are suffering from inflation terribly when it comes to food prices. And that historically has led to unrest and riots. And so they've now slapped price controls on food. But the quantitative easing that Geithner and the Fed did may force them ultimately to have to revalue the yuan, and they're not really happy about that at all. And there are some who would think that, because you don't hear much about it, that China basically is peaceful, going along with its growth policies, etc. But there have been riots in China recently. You don't hear much about it in the Western press, but last August there was a riot in a Taiwanese-owned metals company. And the Chinese people are beginning to wake up and realize that they don't have to be exploited at horrendously low wages, bad food, and non-payment just for the privilege of working for these industrialized companies. So China is looking to find ways, peaceful ways, of dealing with the growth of unrest and the economic problems that they're dealing with. And interestingly enough, it's not necessarily a food shortage, but it is the state monopoly of the energy company and the energy that is used to produce food that is causing the rise in prices. Now, Mike, there are going to be those who would think, who would be insane enough to want a war with China? Well, there are a couple of reasons that I can think of, and I'm sure you're going to add to. Number one, at the G20, China refused to revalue its currency.
We're seeing a currency war right now is what's going on. That's part of what the quantitative easing is. They're intentionally lowering the dollar, trying to get China to break their rule that of linking their currency to ours.
Right. The other thing is the U.S. government cannot possibly repay the $843 billion and change dollars it owes to China. There's just no way. And most of this money has been dead-ended in these wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and Pakistan, and hopefully not Iran, but we'll see how that goes.
And there's a lot more commercial debt that's involved here. It's not just the government debt. It's not just the $800 billion the U.S. government directly borrowed from China. It's the billion and a half a day trade imbalance with China year after year after year after year. And, you know, China is I remember at the start of the Reagan-Bush presidencies, the United States was the world's largest creditor nation. And 12 years later, at the end of Bush, the elder Bush single term in the White House, we were the world's largest debtor nation. And all of that money was spent on the Star Wars and military buildup and all of this incredible stuff, and left our nation basically just exposed and humbled financially before the rest of the world. And we've been cursed with that debted problem ever since.
Absolutely. And not only that, but Russia and China have agreed to not use dollars at all in any transactions between the two countries. So they've abandoned any use of the U.S. dollar.
Well, this is basically, getting back to America's prosperity for in large part as we abandon our manufacturing. The U.S. economy supported itself because of Bretton Woods. It kept up the value of the dollar internationally was propped up by Bretton Woods. And we're seeing more and more countries basically walk away from that agreement, Russia and China. That sends a major signal. And I think we're going to start seeing other countries drop the use of the dollar unless they're dealing directly with the United States of America.
Right.
We're seeing a major sell-off of treasuries around the world. That's not being widely reported.
Right.
The indicators are all bad. We're heading into the final kaboinga.
And, you know, in terms of looking at troop strength, physical troop strength, the People's Liberation Army of China got about 3 million folks in their military, give or take. The U.S. has about half, 1,580,000 and change. And so can we possibly win this through conventional warfare? I don't know that I would say so. I don't think, and that is perhaps to me one of the scariest things.
We can't.
There's just no way.
Yeah, and I've hit this point before, and I want to hit it again. And I'm sorry for interrupting you, but this is an important point to make. Any war with China ultimately has to go nuclear. It might even start with nuclear weapons. Obviously, the United States would be well motivated to set off a nuke and say, "Oh, those gosh darn Chinese, those dastardly Chinese did sneak attack." So that the U.S. is then justified to go nuclear immediately, because in the conventional forces, our conventional forces, U.S. conventional forces, are worn down and depleted from
and demoralized
from all these wars throughout Central Asia and all the oil regions. And the United States does not have boots on the ground to actually invade the Chinese mainland. China, on the other hand, they've got lots of soldiers, huge, huge army, but they do not have the ships and aircraft to deploy those forces to the other side of the Pacific. So it's really a blind mongoose striking at a paralyzed cobra. The only weapons either nation has to really effectively use on the other are going to be the nuclear missiles.
And the other thing that I hope that those in the bowels of power in D.C. are thinking about, if the U.S. is contemplating any kind of a strike against China, it's got to be a blitzkrieg. It's got to be over really quickly, because we don't have the manufacturing to support a sustained war, because 90% of it has gone offshore.
We're going to take a call here, if you don't mind. Here, we've got Arthur on the line from Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. I'm kind of curious. You were talking about the this China, North Korean agreement, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of wondering, because I agree with you. I believe that this whole U.S.-South Korea exercise thing was designed to provoke North Korea. I mean, yeah, provoke North Korea. And I'm wondering, with this so-called agreement, or whatever they're wanting to call it, accord, whatever, with between China and North Korea, do you see anything possibly connected, or even anything that maybe seems similar to the Russia-China-Iran connection? Anything maybe that you see similar between the two of them? Because we know of Israel and the United States and the battleships moving in very strategic positions around Iraq. So I'm wondering if you see any kind of connection or any similarities here.
Well, there's a lot of linkages spreading around. I mean, you know, every nation is trying to form the alliances that it thinks is going to best serve their own interests. They want to have an alliance with a country that might be of assistance. They want to avoid alliances with countries that might use that alliance to basically come in and say, okay, we're in charge here. So it's a very, very delicate game that's going on. The big players right now are Russia, China, and the United States. You know, we're going right back to the heyday of the Cold War. China and Russia have very successfully exploited America's decline and alienation throughout all of Central Asia and South America. And the U.S. is apparently embarking on a program to try and militarily reconquer all of its little satellite nations that it has lost because of diplomacy, failed diplomacy, over the last couple of decades. The more we support Israel, the more we're alienating all those Central Asian and Mideast nations that we used to rely on and count on as a bulwark against the former Soviet Union. Now Russia's exploiting that. They're moving in. They're making deals. They're carrying on commerce and trade with all these other countries. And these other countries are saying, boy, things are a lot better, you know, working with Russia and China than they ever were with the United States of America. We're seeing South America pull away from the U.S. with all of these countries recently declaring that they'll recognize the state of Palestine with its 1967 borders. The United States is definitely a world power on the wane. It's in its death throes. And obviously the concern here, all of this warmongering, is an attempt for one last desperate grasp to reassert itself as a global empire through force of arms. And this is where it's really, really dangerous, because when the U.S. government finally understands they cannot possibly win these wars with conventional means, that's where they're going to start trying to come up with some excuse why they have to go ahead and use nuclear weapons on these other countries.
So do you see it? This is possibly maybe everybody starting to draw the lines in the sand and choose their sides?
I think that process is already underway.
I thank you, sir, and I enjoy the show. I really do, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. All right, that was Arthur in Georgia here. Yeah, very much I think the lines are being drawn. We seem to be going back to a very polarized world where you've got the North American Union functionally operating, aligned with Britain and maybe some of the European Union nations, but certainly not the entire European Union. And on the other side, you've got Russia, China, and Iran, and North Korea. They're all pulling together the greater co-prosperity sphere, whatever they were calling that whole that arrangement, the Shanghai Mutual. I'm forgetting the name, but basically, yeah, we're seeing the two camps kind of pull together. And for the cold warriors who just want to be able to tax us to buy all kinds of weapons that never actually get used, that's a good thing. But the real danger is when you start playing with the Cold War and you make a mistake, you wind up with a hot war on your hands.
And the other factor that I think we need to consider is NATO and the very recent Lisbon Accord, which is essentially NATO and the U.S. against pretty much everybody else. And considering how spectacularly, terribly the war in Afghanistan is going, you know, if this is the best NATO can do, it's crazy. It's insane for them to believe that they can prosecute other military misadventures successfully.
Yeah, we're not doing very well. As we reported yesterday, the U.S. government is already back to bombing parts of Iraq. They're not even sure what they're trying to do or even if they accomplished anything, and the local authorities weren't even told. It's a Charlie Foxtrot, and you know what I mean by that. And it just seems to be they're out there still playing acting, that there's a war going on. And meanwhile, what we're hearing from sources inside Washington, D.C., is there's almost this incredible sense of unreality around the town where people are just disconnected from the reality of how bad things are going in these war zones. They still see themselves as glorious war leaders and everything's going to work out, and they're believing their own propaganda, which is always a very, very dangerous circumstance for a government to get into.
Absolutely. And when we get past the next break, I'd like to talk a little bit about one of the other reasons why some in power in Washington are looking at war with China as being a good thing.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five drumming harvests. Four daughter guests, three fell auto makers, two melting ice caps, and the fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Claire's going to be leaving us soon, but I think we want to wrap up with basically there are a lot of motives from people to invade China. Would you elaborate on that one?
Yes. I think that some of the people in D.C. are thinking that another war will possibly, A, rally people round the flag, And B, to get them to forget the tremendous economic misery in which many Americans have been steeped due to the really bad decision-making of this administration. But I do have a memo, I believe, for Congress, the White House, Pentagon, and the State Department. Don't bet on it. Because I think that there is enough information out there where people are going to see, in light of the fact that North Korea is doing its level best not to do any provocation, that if provocation on the Korean Peninsula comes, it'll be the United States that was the instigator. And I don't think that they're going to be able to get traction with, oh, bad, terrible North Korea.
They're certainly selling it as hard as they can on TV networks, along with all this focus on WikiLeaks and, you know, pay no attention to what Wall Street's been doing to your houses.
Yeah.
We've got war for you. We've got a new war.
I have a very good friend who lives in Southern California, very brilliant lady, legal secretary. She's been out of work for 2 years, and she's close to some of the people in and around the state of California. And someone mentioned that the true unemployment figure in California may be actually close to 30%. That's phenomenal. That's amazingly bad.
Yeah, it is, and it's a reminder. The official figures are basically lies to try and keep the people from getting angry with the government. You know, forget what the government is saying. Forget what the corporate media is saying. And even forget what we're saying here on the show. Walk around your neighborhood and open your eyes as if you were a tourist arriving for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
And just take an objective look at your community and see, does it look like it's profitable, prosperous, does it look like it's even surviving? Or does it look deteriorated and poverty-stricken?
And also look and see how many more homeless people you're seeing on the street and how many more notices about cars that are about to be impounded. That's also another pretty good indication of what's going on in a community.
It absolutely is. And all around us we see the signs of decay. The other day, Claire and I were down at a local shopping mall called the Aloha Tower. We remember what it was like when we first moved here 12 years ago, and it was bustling and busy, and there were kiosks, and it was all kinds of stuff. We went down there the other day. We had to take a friend into the area. We said, let's just grab lunch at the Aloha Tower. And, like, in the area right next to Don Ho's place is, like, four stores in a row shut down. The kiosks all covered over. It's a ghost town. It's a ghost town over in Waikiki. They're trying to convince us everything is okay and the economy's on recovery. Look at the world for yourself. Tear your eyes away from that TV set, because that TV is there to lie to you. It's there to sell you the next war. It's there to sell you the next illusion. It's there to get you to take the red pill.
So at the end of the day, just please look and think for yourselves. That's the most valuable thing you can do.
Absolutely. Just think for yourself. It's really going to tick off the government. All right.
Absolutely. Well, Mike,
because remember, if you're thinking that terrorists are going to win, you know.
Mike, thank you so much for having had me on this segment.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed being had. And so we're going to say goodbye both to you and to our WWCR shortwave radio audience as we come on down here to the end of this segment. We should be hearing a little bit of music pop in here any second, maybe another 10 seconds here. Anyway, thank you very much, Claire, and we're going to have you back really, really soon to talk about the important things. It is important with all of this confusion about WikiLeaks and the rest of it that we not lose sight of the fact that the ultimate agenda is still to sell us another war. We're going to take a station break. We'll be right back.
It's true.